I now have 7 o'clock, according to my clock. So I will now call this regular session of council to order this day, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. Roll call.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Terry Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here. All right. Please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer. Remain standing for the pledge. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, everybody. It looks like we kind of have a light agenda, so we'll see how that goes. Any comments or corrections for the public hearing on February 17th or the regular session on February 17th? Comments or corrections? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
None.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
Just my appreciation to Jackie and Janet for an excellent job with the minutes from the public hearing. You made it sound a lot better than it really was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And my compliments also. How you made sense out of that is quite amazing. But thank you.
Thank you.
From anyone else? Administration? All right. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes from both of those meetings, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes have been approved as presented. Any pending old business, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. Correspondence this evening?
We have one correspondence. It is the family of Robert Gray Jr. is grateful to God for his life, for your friendship, and for your kindness and prayers. The Robert Gray Jr. family, thank you for the beautiful planner. We appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Okay. Any visitors this evening wish to address council? All right, we're going to move on. So I will propose a motion to take from the table ordinance number 2026-17 that was previously tabled pending clarity on the figures. So may I have a second?
No second.
All right, moved by myself and second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call on that.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Okay, so then would you give the first reading of Ordinance 2026-17?
Ordinance number 2026-17, amending Ordinance number 2025-75, making permanent appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.38, for the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year 2026 and declaring an emergency. Be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Clyde during the fiscal year of 2026, the following sums be and they are hereby set aside and appropriated as follows. Total General Fund 101, $7,698,843. Total All Funds, $62,611,065. Section 2, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and it shall take effect and be enforced immediately upon its passage.
Okay, this ordinance contains an emergency clause, so I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
The rule has been suspended. All right. Comments on this legislation? I'll defer to Mr. Wiesner.
All right. We're going to try this again, but I wrote it out. That way I can make sure. So the amount that was given in legislation for approval in 2025 for the general fund was $7,366,103. And that amount was incorrect and should have read, as tonight's ordinance does, at $7,698,843 for the general fund. And then for the total funds in the same legislation in 2025, it was reported as $62,278,325, and that should have been $62,611,065. The difference is $332,740, which consisted of the cemetery. When I added it, the lines didn't carry to put it into the total. But I do, again, want to let you know that the $62,611,065 was part of the original amount that was approved in our budget hearing. So in essence, it didn't increase anything. It was higher. We made some cuts, which took us to that amount. So I'm not asking for a change of anything that you have not already seen. It was just an input error, and in every way, shape, and form, the difference does come to the $332,740. And that's what I have.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
No, and thank you again, Frank. I sat and went over this with you, so we're all square.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate everyone.
Comments from anyone else? Okay. I will now poll council if you wish to have the second reading of this emergency ordinance 2026-17 by title only. Mrs. Meek.
Title only.
Mr. Browning.
Title only.
Mr. McMaster.
Title only.
Mr. Shea.
Title only.
And title only for myself. So would you please give the reading of emergency ordinance 2026-17 by title only.
Ordinance number 2026-17, amending ordinance number 2025-75, making permanent appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.38, for the city of Clyde, state of Ohio, during the fiscal year 2026 and declaring an emergency.
Okay. You've heard the reading by title only for emergency ordinance 2026-17. Would there be any additional comments from anyone? All right. May I have a motion to adopt emergency ordinance 2026-17?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Emergency Ordinance 2026-17 has been adopted. That's it for the ordinances this evening. So let's move on. We have one resolution. So would you please assign a number and give the reading of that resolution.
Resolution number 2026-22. Authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Smith Paving and Excavating Incorporated for the miscellaneous replacement of curb and gutter on North Main Street. Be resolved by the Council, City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager be and he is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Smith Paving and Excavating Incorporated, the vendor, for the miscellaneous replacement of curb and gutter on North Main Street in the City of Clyde for the amount of $57,967, as per the attached quote. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be and the same is hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the State Highway Improvement 210 Fund. Section 3, this council further authorizes the city manager to execute any and all documents associated with this purchase, including change orders and or additional work orders by either unit or agreed upon pricing by the city and the vendor. There is an attachment.
All right, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments? Mr. LeBan.
This is a little bit of just, again, getting the curbs and gutters from Maple down 510. Our portion, and then there's obviously our portion of what we're kicking into this whole paving thing, which was a big argument for Paul back and forth with their pricing. Nothing ridiculous, just, you know, prices going up and them putting it on us. Nothing unexpected that they haven't done before, just more than what we'd hope, but not an outstanding amount, maybe $40,000, $50,000 or something like that, that is typical of from the initial, here's what it's going to cost 2 years later, here's what it's going to cost kind of stuff. But, yep, this is at least getting all those curbs things repaired down there. So that's it.
Any comments or questions, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
This gives us sort of a ballpark figure that I've been looking for when we have to start thinking about the ones from Maple Street through the center of town. You can only imagine it might be doubled or tripled or quadrupled each passing day, labor and material costs and things like that. So, all right. Any other comments from anyone? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-22?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 2026-22 has been adopted. That's it for legislation this evening. So let's move on to administrative report.
All right. Just piggybacking even on what we just trailed off with there, you'd see in Paul's report, he is looking because we're starting the RFP process as part of other grant money we have for downtown to look for a company to start like engineering and design on things downtown as part of the, I can't remember, one of the safety connectors through ODOT and stuff. Gave us like $400,000, and then he's working on another grant for more of the curbs and gutters and other things down there. I think it was listed in this report, so looking at ways, but yeah, we have at least some estimate, but a little more down here. So seeing how we can all put that together. The Woodland Lift Station project is wrapping up. I think everything was good. I think I might even mention it last time. I don't remember if it was when they took the pipes out of there that everything just fell apart. So as John Montgomery said, it was one sneeze away from it just fell apart. So good thing we got it done. I'm sure a little more than a sneeze, but, you know, depends what Green Springs is eating over there and shoves it down our way. Could have been the difference between a bad day and a good day. I know Mr. Brown's putting out stuff on the Sandusky County Comprehensive Plan a lot, and I think I forwarded a few of you some of their initial draft comments on things for review. So definitely a lot of Clyde responses so far. We'll see where else that goes and see. I don't think they're getting a lot of feedback on it. Looks to be like the same plan that they had 5 years ago with a slight bit of differences. I want to thank Mr. Brown for putting on his community business meeting. I did hear good feedback. Got everybody in the same room. I know Mr. Selby was in attendance, said it was good and got some discussion going. We had some preliminary discussion again with on-site partners regarding the One Power and Whirlpool project. They're still moving forward. Everything's just up in the air with what's what and as they're taking over that company. So right now I have an every 2 week call scheduled with the main guy from on-site just to keep apprised of the project. And I'm sure we'll get back in some discussions at some point. With Jared, we did do some zoning planning and code enforcement type software reviews, looking at getting in something better. Obviously, he's pretty active with this and has much more, but we don't have anything really case management except notes and a access database from the early 2000s that's really barely used. I'm sorry, Cody. We just, you know, we're behind on the software. So looking at some of that. Looking at different things that we can do, again, even like plans, right-of-way permitting, other stuff, but just taking our time and due diligence vetting companies. Still going round and round a little bit with the Elm 260, but we did get them a formal capacity letter on what we're willing to go up to, so hopefully that appeases some of the talk out there on the LEMCO property on that we just can't give away the whole world and it's not available to you. Just a little bit ahead of the curve here, because I know we don't set them yet, but on the 24th, we've talked with Safe Built about doing a work session on residential building codes. So just put that on your calendar to set formally. We've already talked to them. Again, one of those things just from different fires, all kinds of things going. You know, those county commissioners just aren't ever going to get it done. So,
can you use that date again?
March 24th, I believe it was the Tuesday. And so Safe Bill would come talk. Again, it's all just open discussion, public hearing. They have a lot of, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's a complete a la carte menu of how you can approach this, but you can pick, like, big things, exempting little things, and start to figure out. I don't think the point would be to get into every, like, in the weeds with everybody, but at least some of the stuff, and at the cost and the price point and reasonings, there's good. So we'll just have a nice discussion with them.
What's the time on that? Was 6 or 7?
What time do you guys want it to be? We can set it at the end here.
Is it 6?
We've done them at any time. It can be 6 or 7. And then obviously the Evergreen closure was the big news of the week. Do we want to back up to residential building codes? You guys got any questions? Evergreen, what was it, 163 or 165, depending on which news source or letter you read, and estimated, what was it, Frank, 160, roughly 1,000, give or take, so who knows what this year is going to be down. We still have roughly 690 jobs coming online that have been stated. They're not there yet. Northwoods were estimating 50 last we knew. Whirlpool had announced 264, and Revere was adding 378. Now still with 165 down, you're down, you know, roughly 520-some. That would be a net gain, but when they come online, so it's going to be a minute before we figure out exactly where all this falls and where everybody's at. I think Revere is still getting equipment in, hasn't really started hiring any of them yet. Whirlpool is slowly adding them here and there, so I know Northwoods is getting online as well, so we'll see where we go from there. We've asked everybody, obviously, just tighten up the belts a little bit, and no extras, nothing crazy, and just so. Frank, did you want to speak on that a little bit as well?
Just some, a little bit of work I did on that is Mr. LeBen said in 2025 we did collect $161,000 in taxes from them. Of the big three, which is Whirlpool, Revere, and Evergreen, Evergreen's resulted in about 6% of what we collected in income tax from those three. So with that, this year we did carry over an end of year. Our five-year average has been about $300,000, and that might seem a lot until you're looking at potentially losing $100,000 to $125,000. So we just want to keep aware of that. And with that, I had been asked about the budget. What do we do with the income tax? And I just thought maybe, you know, for those who are newer, weren't real sure, of course, we budget for departmental expenses, for staffing, supplies, and office needs. And out of the income tax, we pay the street light bill. That's something we pay. That was about in average of $88,000 to $90,000 a year. So the street lights are thanks to the income tax. And then after that, the general fund receives 55% of what's left, and permanent improvement is 45%. So just kind of give you an idea of what, how our tax is structured, what happens with that money. It just doesn't sit there. So that's what I have for you tonight.
Good. Thank you. Any questions for Frank? Okay, before we move on, this is for clarity's sake, the work session on March 24th, starting time 6 o'clock. Okay? All right, before we move on to council remarks, I've asked Bill Brown to give some comments, bring us up to date on some what's going on from his perspective. Bill?
All righty, well, Evergreen obviously has already been mentioned a couple of times here this evening, so everybody is well aware of what's happening there. But just for the record, on February the 17th, the revolving credit lender advised Evergreen of their intent to take control of the working capital assets and cease funding the company. Unfortunately, this was an unforeseeable and unexpected and it left the company with no option but to cease operations immediately. And by the way, that came as a complete surprise to the rest of us as well. Sandusky County EDC had no awareness of that at all. It was just announced. So in the required letter to Mayor McCauley under the Warren Act, they stated that we made every effort to avoid this outcome by actively seeking purchasers for the company. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in our efforts. And they've also stated that the employees have been provided with information about Ohio Jobs and Family Services for unemployment purposes. And I spoke with Kelly this morning, who is the Vice President of HR. And she told me that they have obviously a great concern for their employees and are making every effort to assist them with job placement. They held a job fair last Monday and are going to be holding another job fair is scheduled for this Saturday. So I guess if anything good comes out of this is that there will be people available to take some of these jobs that Justin just spoke about with Revere and Whirlpool. So that could be a good thing for them. At some point, we will have an opportunity to sit down and have an exit interview with them so that we can know what their expectations are and they will know what our expectations are as a city as well. So anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, sir.
Before we move on to council remarks this evening, I think we have, is it Paul?
Yes.
Paul Lottich?
Yes.
All right, a candidate for Sandusky County Commissioner. So, sir, if you'd like to address council and all the rest here, please do so.
Look at the podium.
Yeah. This is pretty nice. Okay. Well, my name's Paul Lottich. I'm a candidate for Sandusky County Commissioner. I've been a Sandusky Township trustee for 12 years now. I'm going on my fourth term. And since Russ is no longer going to be running for the next term, I asked him if he was going to run, so I thought I'd take a crack at it and see if we can represent the whole county and not just parts of the county. I think that's very important, especially over here in Clyde with our biggest employer over here. So with Clyde, with Whirlpool being our biggest employer, that affected my business, which was Lottich & Sons floor covering, tremendously, because what they produced and then what they bought for their houses was flooring. So it's important for us to keep that company going strongly, and you guys are a big part of that. So I appreciate what you guys done for Clyde Whirlpool. For myself, I don't have any conflicts of interest with the county. They never bought any flooring from me, so I don't have any conflicts there. So that's pretty easy to do there. And I do believe in transparency. I think that transparency is very important. I think that some of that needs to be a little bit more transparent with our county officials right now. I'm the second generation of Lottich & Sons. I'm the son of Lottich & Sons, and now my son's taken over my company, or our company now. So it'll be our third generation. Right now, I took over start bus driving to give him some more room, so I'm driving bus for Fremont City Schools. So that's kind of a fun and interesting. And it gives you a little bit of perspective on patience if you had 40 screaming kids in the back of the bus. So that gives you a lot to do in patience. So I think I can deal with some of the elected officials in the county. So hopefully. And try to bring the county seems like it's a bunch of islands in the county building over there. They don't seem like they have a very good working relationship with each other. From what I visited every department over there, and they all say the same thing, that no one comes around to visit them. It's been 4 or 5 years since a county commissioner has been in their office, which I think It's a shame, I think, really. So I got to visit with them and their staff. So that's what I got for me. I got some little handouts for you if you guys would like anything. And any questions for me? Anything that you guys need over here in Clyde? I also got to work with Justin a lot over at the land bank. I worked at the land bank. I was on the board for 2 years. I was a chairman the last year. Then Justin happened to leave me. I was on the staff and hiring Jared until you guys stole him away from us. And our my campaign director is actually Jared's son. I don't know if you guys know that's Jared's son right there. That's Elias Young. And he's been doing a fantastic job for me and teaching me things. Jared taught me a lot, and so has Justin. Them guys are fantastic. So I don't know if you guys want me to be a county commissioner or not, because I might try to do some stealing. Hopefully, huh? All right. So do you guys have any questions for me?
I'll start with Mrs. Meek. Any questions?
I don't. I wish you well on your race, and I've gotten to meet you on a couple occasions outside of this, but.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very good. Good luck on your race.
Thank you so much.
Brian?
No questions, but good luck.
Thank you.
Mr. McMaster.
Yep. Thank you for stepping forward and stepping up.
Yep.
Mr. Shea.
Thanks for coming out, talking to us. We know each other, your family. Pretty close to mine.
Yep.
And I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
You are proof that the roads come from the west to the east.
They work,
okay?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and that does happen occasionally. So you mentioned the word transparency. Define that for us of what you feel is not being transparent.
I think there's some commissioners now that work for the city. A little more the city of Fremont, I should say. And if you see that, if you look at some of the things going on in the city, they're a big push against myself. And it's because I've tried to work with the city as a township official, and things don't go as way as they say. They're dictating everything. And I like to put my two cents in there with that.
Okay.
So without getting too ugly or too nasty or anything like that. That's my take on it.
Well, thank you for finding our little island
over
here, okay?
You know, I love Clyde. I tried to wear some Clyde colors. I didn't have any yellow, but I did try to wear some blue for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys' time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for what you guys do for the community. It's not easy being an elected official, and sometimes you guys take the blunt of everything, and I applaud you for everything you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So.
I also wish you well. You know, it takes character to stick yourself out there and to run as a candidate for anything, whether it be school board, council, county commissioner, and a variety of things.
Yeah.
Because all the keyboard warriors are going to sit there and they're going to be critical, but they won't come and talk to you about it, but they'll be critical, and you learn how to just let that just go away.
And you might see some of that on social media, that, you know, that attacking stuff, but most of you guys can read through what all that is. So
I'm a rarity. Yeah. I don't do it, and I won't. So I keep it out of my life,
all
social
right.
media.
Oh,
so.
There's another question I had about signs. Do you guys have a code or ordinance about how big a sign can be or with a placement of them?
We do.
We have.
They just can't be in the public right away, and they can't be like the massive ones.
Don't block traffic. Stay out of the boulevards. And there is a square footage that I will have to look up because
I can text it to you, Paul.
You wouldn't.
I don't have a massive one.
No, your standard signs are fine. It's just a lot of people put them like in the public right away, and you get visibility
issues.
You can
have 10 square feet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can have like a large one, but
yeah.
It definitely has to go
I've
like
got some large signs
in the
if
yard.
You guys would like some. So
yeah. So you can have them on, and it's also if you have larger signs and you want to place them. I would encourage you to check in the commercial area along 20. We do have the right to pull them of any size if you're impeding traffic.
Yes.
So the only issue we've ever had is we had some people that were beyond the square footage and they took them down, no big deal. And we had some people that were within the square footage, but we have some tight corners here in Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
and you couldn't see to turn, and we got complaints from citizens and politely asked people to move them. But,
I get that. And, yeah. And some people were putting stuff in the right-of-way over at our township. And
if you stay inside the
and
sidewalk...
I never ask the people, so I always go out and make sure I ask.
If you stay inside the sidewalk towards the house, you're fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions?
All right. Thank you.
Questions out here? No? All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for letting me speak. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Paul. Very good.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. All right. Let's move on to council comments this evening. First up, Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
I have one question for Justin. Justin, the flashing red lights on Maple there at Mulberry and Woodland, is that considered the permanent solution, or is that just a temporary fixture?
I believe it even, Chris, I believe it even says temporary on one's direction, at least on the Maple and Mulberry. I believe it says like temporary on there. It is a small sign. To my knowledge, yes, that is not the final solution. That is the testing, making sure before it gets replaced the stop signs.
So has the final solution been determined? Is it going to be stop signs or flashing red lights? Don't know
I
yet.
Don't believe, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you. And I didn't think to check, so I can and get you an answer.
Yeah,
but I
do.
Thought, if I remember right, it was going to stop signs.
Yeah, currently, they're just a two-way stop, and that's the plan to go forward, just to make it two-way, both of them two-way stops.
Mulberry and Maple's a four-way.
Yeah, I think it's four-way. I'll double-check. I just
drove by there today.
Woodland's four-way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
that.
It's four-way about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay. I thought they were okay. Both on four ways.
All right.
I know Maple and Mulberry is.
Maybe yeah. I need to just use my good eye, maybe.
That probably.
I do. Yes.
I have one eye, too, but I could see that it was four ways.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you guys together.
One comment for me this evening. I noticed that we have received the notice of annual awards banquet Saturday, April 25th, 26th. I'd like to throw this out there for purpose of discussion. We have so many people that volunteer on our boards and our commissions and a variety of other things. I would like to see them invited to this and acknowledge their time and their effort. Example for some that have been on the fair board for 25 years, some that have been on other boards and commissions for years and years. We're hurting for volunteers anyway, but I want to be able to acknowledge and thank them for their time and effort. How many of all them would show up? It's an RSVP. But I feel that we should, at the very least, invite them. Any thoughts or comments on that? Mr. LeBing, can we do that? Is there any restrictions that we have that I'm unaware of? Counselor?
No, I mean, we're allowed.
Okay.
Fire code of the VFW is our only restriction, I think.
Yeah, I can't.
We don't do gifts that have, like, a monetary value that would affect anything. I think they're small.
I think the greatest gift of all is just simple acknowledgement and a thank you. So, can we do that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm just thinking, did we already
Jackie,
send
what's
all of
logistically
or
involved in contacting these people for a deadline, but...
Okay, so I guess that'd be the thing is to, figure out what that number is and make sure that we, we RSVP and order food for it. So,
right.
No, nothing comes to mind at the top of my head, no.
I agree. I think it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Is that an acceptable request? All right. So can we do that? I hope so. Thank you. All right, that's it for my comments this evening then. Any motions this evening, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
No, sir.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And, of course, I always have one. So I move that we enter into executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee and to consider the purchase or sale of real estate. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
We will now move into executive session, of which there will be no formal action taken during that time. And at this point,
This meeting is now adjourned.